It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We go along and we move along to the most revolutionary segment in sports talk radio. Not one, but two Super Six Packs. And away we go. Six games against the NFL spread. So far, again, through 2 weeks, I'm 6-6. Not bad, not great, not embarrassing. Game one. I think a game that a lot of people are sleeping on, and maybe it's recency bias. The Giants, with a place kicker in tow now, with their offense starting to come along alive. That doesn't make sense. Along with Malik Nabers, Daniel Jones looked better. Maybe it was just the Commanders. Much, much tougher customer in the Cleveland Browns, but still not sold on the Cleveland Browns offense. Giants plus the 6.5 in Cleveland. I think Cleveland wins. The New Orleans Saints are 2-0. And have rolled through everybody. The horrible Panthers. And, of course, last week in Big D. This week they come home, take on the Philadelphia Eagles. Short week, travel. The Eagles pass rush hasn't sniffed anything. Give me the Saints minus 2.5 over the Philadelphia Eagles. The Atlanta Falcons off that Monday night win. Maybe they should have lost. They didn't. They won. Host the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday Night Football. It's Arthur Blank night. Free hot dogs and chips and soda for everybody, baby. I think to celebrate the Chiefs, the Falcons, get an outright win over the Chiefs, baby. And cover the 3, I should say. And I'll take them plus the 3. The Falcons are 3-point dogs at home to the two-time Super Bowl champions who struggled to get through Cincinnati, who struggled to get through Baltimore. Give me the Falcons plus the 3 for game 3 of our Super Sunday six-pack. Next week's opponent from the Washington Commanders, old baby Kyler. Kyler Murray, not such a baby anymore. Really playing well. Arizona Marvin Harrison Jr., watch out. They can still run it with James Conner. Looks like their defense is better than people thought. Not a surprise there. People are always wrong. Give me the Cardinals plus the 3 as home dogs against that fancy Ben Johnson offense, which stunk, quite honestly, much of the first 2 weeks of the season. Cardinals plus the 3 over Detroit. Game 5. At home, Lumen Field, the Dolphins, without Raheem Mostert, without Tua Tagovailoa, have not looked good in any way in either of their first two games. Even with the extra rest, long trip, Seahawks off the overtime win in New England. Maybe a dangerous spot here, but I'll still lean towards Seattle, minus the 4.5 over the Dolphins. I would feel a little bit differently if Mostert was playing, but it doesn't look like he's going to play, and I got to make the pick, Seahawks minus 4.5. And the final game on the board, as we always pick, the Washington Commanders and their opponent, that game. Give me, probably not a surprise, the Washington Commanders plus 7.5 to the Bengals. Listen, I don't know if they win. My gut tells me they don't. Hunch tells me they don't. We'll get more into the X's and O's and specifics on Monday. But I think they can keep it close enough to give themselves a shot in the fourth quarter. Even with T. Higgins apparently coming back. I mean, we'll see. Maybe this game feels different on Monday if we get more on Benjamin St. Jude. We'll see. But for right now, I'm going to lean towards the Commanders plus the 7.5 over the Bengals. So, Giants plus the 6.5 in Cleveland. Saints minus 2.5 at home over the Eagles. Commanders plus 7.5 on Monday night at Cincinnati. Falcons plus the 3 at home against the Chiefs on Sunday night. Cardinals plus the 3 at home against Detroit. Seahawks minus the 4.5 at home against the Dolphins. Those are our six picks. And for our Super Six Pack, in terms of ranking the top six teams in the NFL, and there is nothing more fluid than my list this week, I had San Francisco number one after both week one, or before week one and before week two. I got San Francisco out. A road loss with all their injuries, but that's really the problem. All of their injuries. So not only is San Francisco not in the one spot, but they ain't even in the top six. I'm just going to tell you that. Number one, a new number one, of course. And it might be the Kansas City Chiefs. Oh, no, wait a second. It's not, because I haven't been impressed at all by the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm underrating them. They've got the heart of a champion. The Houston Texans, number one. The Houston Texans, number one. Off of their Sunday night win. That defense is ferocious. Give me the Texans as the top team in my Super Six. Now, the Chiefs are number two, which is where they've been weeks one and two. Number three, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. After going on the road and beating Detroit, now coming home for Denver, maybe a trap in that game, a little slippage. I still think Tampa's good enough. They are my third ranked team. Number four, mentioned New Orleans against Philadelphia at home. The Saints are my fourth best team right now in the NFL entering week three. Number five, give me Kevin O'Connell, Sam Darnold, and the Minnesota Vikings. That defense is ferocious as well. Number five for the 2-0 Vikings. And number six, where else would you rather be than right here, right now, Jim Harbaugh and the Los Angeles Chargers? In Pittsburgh against that brutal defense. But maybe they catch a break and expose Justin Fields. Houston, number one. Kansas City, number two. Tampa, number three. New Orleans, number four. Minnesota, number five. And the Chargers, number six.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.